You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric, right here on Red Circle. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. This podcast is about everyday life, hope, God, Jesus Christ, news and current events and world events leading up to the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That'll give you an idea, folks, of what we're about and where we are going. I do have to say, before we get into today's news, I want to apologize to each and every one of our listeners. This news podcast is exploding all over the world. I greatly appreciate that. I've had some health challenges here in the past week or two. I've been kind of down and out. Lots of physical ailments going on. No, nothing with COVID or anything like that. Other issues going on, high blood pressure, etc. So your prayers are always welcome. They're certainly welcome here, folks. I greatly, greatly appreciate any prayers you can give me so I can stay on the air. The devil is working overtime to try to take us off the air so I can't bring you the independent, unscripted news for Christians and non-Christians. I cannot do that if I'm down. So the devil is working overtime, but I am back at least for today. I greatly appreciate everybody's patience and understanding out there. So let's get into today's news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the article is dated Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. And the article headline reads, "Busted. Scripted COVID propaganda reveals how many nearly all American doctors are just puppets of the corrupt American Medical Association and the vaccine industrial complex." And let me just say this before we get going here. I want to just say I have to throw in my disclaimer. I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I going to prescribe any medical treatment or anything else. However, under the Freedom of Information Act and my First Amendment Free Speech Act here in the United States, I can bring you this alternative news and information, folks. So let's say a prayer. God, please give us strength, guidance, and wisdom. And let this message go out to as many people as possible. And I try to bring the word of God through Jesus Christ to as many people out there and save as many people. And I hope and pray that this news message goes out to as many people as possible. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay. And again, today's news is from naturalnews.com. If you haven't seen anything until you've seen the AMA, that stands for the American Medical Association interview, response formula and control response script specifically written to train all puppet MDs, medical doctors in America, how to brainwash everybody into getting toxic spike protein bioweapon injections for the lab-made China flu. This absolutely corrupt, complete propaganda-ridden guide to control COVID-19 language swaps tells doctors exactly what to say word for word in order to con vaccine skeptics into getting billions of spike proteins injected so they can get infect and damage their blood, their organs permanently. Clients for life is what they call sick care industry. And this is no joke, no hoax. This is the AMA, or the American Medical Association, folks. The AMA has doctored an interview response formula so that doctors never have to think up for a second how to answer tough questions to which the AMA does not want Americans or anybody else getting proper answers. Brilliant doctors who survived 8 years of medical school plus residencies are forced to swap lies for actual answers and swap propaganda and buzzwords for facts in order to trick Americans into full pandemic submission. Loss of their civil liberties, loss of all personal medical choice and rights forever. The truth would shock everyone nearly to death. This is planned. This is controlled and coordinated response. This is communism and medical tyranny hosted by the American Medical Association. This criminal, this AMA COVID-19 guide for promoting misinformation about all things vaccine related, including social media posts, memes, questions in private groups, even lies about clinical trials and safety. Doctors are instructed in writing by the AMA to lump every single hospitalization as part of the COVID total death rates from COVID. And that's right, folks. That's what they're doing. You go into a hospital, you die of cardiac arrest, it's COVID. You go into a hospital and you had a life-threatening accident, you end up dying. It's COVID. You go into the hospital and you got a cough or you have the real flu, and guess what? You're diagnosed as COVID. This is the game that these healthcare providers are playing. This is the game that most, not every doctor, folks. It's not every doctor in the world. There are some good doctors. There's some Christian doctors out there. They're few and far between, but there's some good people. But most doctors are into this establishment, the American Medical Association. Most doctors play the game or else they lose their licenses, so on and so forth. They're fine, they lose their licenses, et cetera, et cetera. Doctor spends 8 to 12 years in medical school depending on their specification, their specialty. And then now the big pharma and big hospitals dictate what the doctor's going to think, what they're going to say, and everything. That's basically the bottom line. From the results from a conducted poll, the AMA believes that if they force medical doctors to use certain dictation, they can distort the thinking of people who are doubting vaccines, lessen their severe perceived partisanship in order to get more skeptics, people who know better. Shot up with billions of heart-straining spike proteins. Instead of doctors referring to illegal home quarantining as a lockdown, doctors should use propaganda and refer to it as a stay-at-home order. When speaking or writing about anything unconstitutional provisions like COVID orders, controls, directives, or mandates, the AMA tells doctors to say COVID protocols instead. This is how the AMA gets millions of Americans to comply with medical tyranny and mass experimentation with minimal resistance. That's just a beginning, folks. Doctors are now supposed to substitute the word pandemic for anything that talks about coronavirus or COVID-19. They are to call hospitalization rates, deaths, blatantly lying about hospitalization rates as opposed to death rates. That would mean that every person who checks into a hospital in the U.S. is now a COVID death statistic. Hospitalization rates are not the same thing as death rates, and death rates are not the same thing as COVID death rates. So it's lies piled on top of lies. Remember, folks, these instructions for doctors using language swaps as propaganda to spread fear-based pandemic and sell everyone possible on getting dangerous, dirty vaccines. No doubt every American doctor and most hospital staff will sit through long training seminars and continued education for Nazi-style pandemic and proper propaganda use. The following AMA guide spells out in clear and concise language. This propaganda guide is called Best Practices by the AMA and is used by every American doctor providing guidance or media commentary for COVID-19. The insidious AMA is literally in writing telling doctors about these lies and propaganda-based COVID language swaps that can be leveraged for interviews and other external engagements. This is now their new response formula. Doctors are told to stay on message and practice these lies ahead of time. They speak slowly and clearly in order to make the lie sound real, as if we were organizing thoughts of their own. All American doctors are also instructed by the AMA to take credit for all work, discoveries, and research by any doctors and scientists around the world by swapping the phrase "world's leading experts" to America's leading experts. Instead of Operation Warp Speed, call it Standard Process to untrumpet and falsely make it a mask medical experiment somehow. You know, folks, and the corrupt AMA instructs American doctors to polish their social profiles and to actively solicit positive reviews. The AMA's best way to bury negative reviews is to drown them out in fake positive ones that are drummed up through solicitation as part of the game plan for doctors and their staff, because the pandemic is like a game where the losers take the blood-clotting bioweapon jabs and the winners laugh in the back rooms and the training seminars that will teach them how to sling propaganda lies about COVID. Okay, folks, that's it for that segment. I want to also invite you right now, if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, folks, that's the news part. I have a simple prayer for you. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, I know that the times are crazy. The times in this pandemic and the world is crazy right now. We have wars going on, Afghanistan, China, Russia, I mean, places all over the world, hurricanes, earthquakes. We're in a volatile time, folks. And if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, I'm inviting you right now to do so. And I want you to get to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. There's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. And that's what you have to understand. So I would like to give you a minute or two or a couple seconds here. Find a quiet spot. Find a quiet spot somewhere in your home. If you have to go in your car and close the door, your truck, your vehicle. If you have to go away to a restroom just for a couple minutes just to say a prayer, it'll last 2 or 3 minutes. I invite you to right now say a simple prayer. Excuse me. Here we go. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give my life to you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love, your life, and help me become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus, live in me, love through me. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And folks, if you just prayed that prayer right now, I commend you, I congratulate you, God bless you. You're on your way. That's the salvation prayer. And the next step, the most important step would be to find a good Bible and to get into the Word of God. So try to find a good Bible. That's the first step. Just start digging into it. Start reading the Bible. Start getting to know Jesus Christ, your Lord and personal Savior. the one that you just welcomed into your heart. And once you get into the Bible, then the next thing you want to do is tell all your friends. Tell all your friends and be excited. Your family, your friends, your coworker, your spouse, your children, grandparents, parents, etc. Tell everybody you know that you just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and that you want to tell them about it. And then after you get into the Bible and just start reading, just pick a spot and start reading. You know, I'm a little OCD. I like to start at the front and work to the back, but it doesn't matter, folks. There's no rules to that. Just get into the Bible and just start reading and go and tell everybody how happy you are to get to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior out there. And also, the last step would be you want to get into a good Christian church, a church that preaches, folks, the Trinity, which is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. A good church, a good Christian church that preaches the Trinity, and that would be great, and that would help you understand. And then also tell your pastor, once you decide to get into the church, the next step, tell your pastor you said the salvation prayer. You've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and he'll kind of guide you and direct you and help you through and become closer to Jesus, and he'll help you, he or she will help you intensify your knowledge and help expand your knowledge and your understanding of Jesus and what Jesus is all about, Jesus and God Almighty. You'll understand. And it's just such a beautiful thing, folks. I can't say enough. I'm here today. If it weren't for Jesus Christ, folks, let me just conclude with this. I'm here today. If it weren't for your prayers and Jesus Christ, I probably wouldn't be here. I've had very, very, very rough time. But through God Almighty and Jesus Christ, I'm here. I'm alive. Thank God Almighty. Thank God I'm alive. And I say that every day. Every day I can wake up. Thank God of that. And that's what you have to understand and do. Life is so precious. Life can be snuffed out just like that, just like a candle can be blown out. Life can be snuffed out that fast. And life is so precious. And that's why we must believe in God. God created us from the very start, going back to the book of Genesis through Adam and Eve, and God created man and woman, and that's where we have to give God praise and glory. We are a special creation of God. We are children of God, and that's where we have to understand that life is so precious, folks. And if you don't have God in your life is empty. If you don't have God and your time is up, your life will be over. And once your life's over, and if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then you might not make it. You're going to go to hell. And so most pastors won't tell you that. Most pastors won't be honest and just say, well, if you don't accept Jesus Christ, there's up and there's down, there's heaven and there's hell. And so that's what you have to do, folks. You really have to take this seriously, especially in these end times. These end times are very serious right now. These end times, it's now come down to life and death. And you still have time. You still can accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. I'm still here. Thank the good Lord. I'll still keep putting out my news and my information. And I'll still keep trying to invite people to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. And I'll keep doing that until every last breath I have. So, folks, on that note, God bless you. God bless you again. Thank you for listening to End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like this podcast. And again, I'm your host, Eric. I'm here. I love you. And I thank you very much for tuning in. And God bless all of you. And I hope this goes out to many, many, many people out there, folks. There are so many souls out there. There's billions of people that are hurting because they want to know and they need to know Jesus Christ and information. And all I am is a simple, humble tool, just bringing you information to try to help the masses, to enlighten the masses, to know what's going on in the world, but also my most important objective, as always, is to just bring everybody to Jesus Christ. I thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Again, this is Eric from End Time World News, and go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, and also your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. Thanks again, and see you soon. Bye for now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.